Hello, my name is Jacqueline, and I'm a very proud grandma. I write stories for my grandchildren, and I'm happy to share them with you too. So make yourself comfortable, because my next story is about to begin. Kelty spreads Christmas cheer. Robin Redbreast flew onto the fence and looked around. It was just beginning to get dark, and the glow from the moon made the tiny sprinkling of snow glisten. In a nearby house, he noticed pretty coloured lights shining out through the window. He flew closer onto a nearby bush and looked inside. There were a number of elderly people sitting in armchairs with their heads hung low, probably sleeping. The television was on, but nobody seemed to be watching it. The pretty coloured lights were on a large Christmas tree, which was situated in the corner of the room. Although the room looked warm and cosy, the only thing that seemed happy was the fairy on top of the Christmas tree. A noise startled the robin, and he flew away. The next morning, Kelty and her friends, Fiona and Maddie, were chatting together as they rode the bus to school. "My grandpa is not well," Maddie told them sadly. "Since my nan passed away, he has been very sad, and nothing we seem to do makes him happy. He doesn't want visitors and just sits and watches TV all day long, and forgets to eat. Mum doesn't think he should be on his own anymore, so he's going to live in a care home." "That's so sad," said Kelty, knowing how upset she would be if her grandma had to go into a care home. "Is he going to live in the care home just down the road?" asked Fiona. "Yes," Maddie replied. "Mum is helping him move in tomorrow. Hopefully he will make new friends and enjoy the company." "It must be difficult being on your own when you have lived with someone for such a long time," said Kelty. "They were married for over 50 years, said Maddie. "Mum thinks he is more lonely than anything. Nan used to do everything for him. He's just not used to fending for himself." The bus arrived at the school. As they walked to their first class, Kelty said, "Let's go and visit your grandpa this coming weekend and try and cheer him up." That Sunday, the three girls went to the care home to visit Maddie's grandpa. They walked into the large lounge where he was sitting with many of the other residents. Everybody was either dozing off or staring at the floor. Although the television was on, nobody seemed to be interested in it. They all looked so sad and lonely. Kelty looked around and spotted a pretty Christmas tree in the corner covered in sparkling coloured lights. It really brightened the room, and the fairy on the top of it seemed to be smiling down. As the girls walked over to Maddie's grandpa, some of the residents looked up, but nobody smiled. "Hello," said Kelty kindly, going to each person in turn and introducing herself. Fiona did the same, while Maddie went over to her grandpa and gave him a kiss on his cheek. The girls began to chatter with the residents, and soon people started to smile, and a few of them joined in with the chat. Before long, the room was filled with friendly conversation and giggles as the girls interacted with the residents. The carers came in with cups of tea for everyone and passed around slices of cake. They were so pleased the girls were taking time to get to know the residents and awaken their interest in communication. "We have so much work to do," one of the carers told them. "We have very little time to spend talking and interacting with the residents. If visitors don't come in, they have nothing else to do except watch the television, and they get bored with that." All too soon, it was time for the girls to leave. They said goodbye to everyone and promised they would come back again soon. As they turned to wave one last time, they were pleasantly surprised to see the smiles on everyone's face. Outside, on a nearby bush, sat the robin. He had been watching everything through the window. He noticed that the kindness the girls had shown had really cheered up the residents. He loved how smiley they had all become. By generously giving some of their time and attention, the girls had made a huge difference to everyone's mood. The robin watched the girls as they walked away, completely unaware of the positive energy they had left behind in the care home. He turned back to look in through the window. The residents were no longer looking sad and bored. Instead, they were all chatting with each other, still with smiles on their faces. "That was fun," said Fiona as the girls walked home. "Your grandpa is lovely," said Kelty, "and he has some new friends to talk to." "I really hope he will be happy now," said Maddie. "He did seem pleased to see us, and he told me Fred, who was sitting next to him, used to be in the army and has lots of interesting stories to tell anyone who will listen." "It sounds like he will settle in nicely," said Fiona. "I know that you'll be visiting your grandpa often, Maddie, but Kelty, we should try and visit at least once a week together. The residents really seemed to perk up once they got used to us being there." "Yes, we should," agreed Kelty. "An hour out of our week isn't much time to spare," said Fiona, "especially if it gives the residents something to look forward to." "Oh, I agree," said Kelty. "Also, Christmas isn't too far away, so why don't we do something nice for them to help celebrate?" "That would be fun," said Maddie. "Do you have anything in mind?" "We could make some Christmas gifts and ask some of our friends to join us to sing Christmas carols as well," suggested Kelty. "I love that idea," said Maddie excitedly. "Oh, me too," agreed Fiona. And they wasted no time as they began to make a plan. A few days later, Maddie went to visit her grandpa again. He was sitting talking to Fred and looked so much happier than he had been since her nan had passed away. He was very pleased to see Maddie, and they spent an hour chatting and laughing, just like they used to. Before she left, Maddie asked permission from Margaret, the care home manager, if she and her friends could come and entertain everyone sometime before Christmas. Margaret was delighted that the girls wanted to do something special for the residents, and a date was set, the Saturday just before Christmas at 2 p.m. The girls had decided to make the residents some special treats. "My mum makes lovely soft chocolate fudge," said Kelty, "and her chocolate chip cookies are delicious. We could make one of those for the residents." "Well, they both sound great," said Fiona. "Why don't we make both?" "Okay," agreed Kelty. "I'll ask my mum to get the ingredients for us. And we should spread the word to our friends to see if any of them want to join us to sing some carols with the residents," said Maddie. The day before the girls were due to go to the care home, they got together at Kelty's house and set to work to make the treats with the help of Kelty's mum. They began with the chocolate fudge, as this would need to set in the fridge overnight. Following mum's recipe, Kelty took two large microwave-safe bowls from the cupboard, and into each one she put 500 grams of chocolate, 50 grams of butter, and then poured in a can of sweetened condensed milk, which Maddie had opened for her. Then she put one of the bowls into the microwave on a medium heat, checking it every so often until the ingredients were melted together. While she was doing this, Fiona greased two 20-centimetre baking dishes ready for the melted chocolate mixture to be poured into them. Soon they had both dishes filled and they were placed in the refrigerator for the fudge to set, which would make it easier to cut. "Now let's wash up before we make the cookies," said Kelty's mum, who always liked things neat and tidy. Without complaining, the girls washed and dried the dishes they had used and wiped down the work surface. Meanwhile, Kelty's mum gathered the ingredients they needed to make the chocolate chip cookies. To make enough cookies for all the residents, Mum got a bowl for each of the girls, and into each one she placed 100 grams of soft butter and 125 grams of soft brown sugar. While the girls beat the ingredients together with wooden spoons, Mum lined some baking sheets with greaseproof paper. "Oh, this is hard work, Mum," said Kelty, stopping to rest her arm for a moment. "Keep going," said Mum. "This is an important step, as it will help make the cookies light and crisp. When the mixture looks pale and creamy, then you can stop." The girls continued, switching hands every now and then. But within a few minutes, the job was done. "Great work, girls," said Mum. "Now you need to add an egg." And she handed them each an egg. "Crack it into a cup first," suggested Mum. "That way we won't have to completely start from scratch if the egg should be bad." The girls did as they were told and then poured the egg into their bowls and mixed it well into the butter mixture. Next, Mum measured out 200 grams of self-raising flour for each of the girls, who then carefully folded that into the butter mixture. "And lastly," said Mum, "here is 100 grams of chocolate chips for each of you to gently fold into your cookie dough." With the chocolate chips added, Mum handed each of the girls a spoon. "And now for the fun bit," she said. "Take a spoonful of cookie dough and roll it between your palms into a ball and place the ball onto the prepared baking sheets." This took a bit of time, but eventually all the trays were covered with balls of cookie dough. "Now we'll put them in the fridge for 15 minutes for them to chill slightly, as they have got quite warm in your hands," Mum said. Before long, all the treats were in the fridge, and it was time to tidy up again. The girls washed the bowls and the spoons they had used and wiped down the work surfaces, while Mum preheated the oven to 170 degrees Celsius. With everywhere clean and tidy, the girls removed the trays of cookie dough from the fridge. "Right, flatten the balls with your fingers," Mum said, "and then they'll be ready to go into the hot oven for 12 minutes. When the cookies came out of the oven, they looked and smelt delicious. "Oh, I could just eat one of these right now," said Kelty, her mouth watering with desire. "I think we have made enough for us to enjoy one each," said her mum. "You certainly deserve a treat after all your hard work." The girls didn't wait to be told twice. They each took a cookie and munched it slowly as they savoured the taste. Delicious," said Maddie, licking the final crumbs from her fingers. "My grandpa is going to love these. They have always been his favourite." "Well done, girls. Your treats look amazing," said Mum. "Now, there is nothing else to do today. The cookies need to cool down and the fudge is still chilling in the fridge. You can package them up tomorrow before you go to the care home." The next morning, the girls finished preparing the gifts for the residents. Mum cut the fudge into bite-sized squares and Kelty put a few pieces into small cellophane bags. Maddie added a couple of cookies and then Fiona tied each bag with a colourful ribbon. To finish the packages off, a Christmas label Kelty's dad had written out in his neat handwriting was stuck on one side of the bag. The labels read, "Made with love for..." And then a resident's name was added to let each of them know that they had been thought about. With the treats all ready, the girls placed them carefully into a large shopping bag before getting changed into their Christmas party dresses. Then they made their way to the care home where they met five of their friends who had agreed to help with the celebrations. The residents had been looking forward to this afternoon and were delighted to see some new faces along with Kelty, Maddie and Fiona. They all chatted happily together for a while and then Margaret rang a little handbell to get everyone's attention. "I would like to welcome Kelty and her friends who have kindly come to share this afternoon with us," she said happily. The residents all clapped and their smiles delighted the girls. We are going to start by singing some well-known Christmas carols. Maddie handed around some song sheets Kelty's dad had printed out for them, while Fiona connected her iPhone to a speaker so they would have some music to sing along to. With everybody ready, the Christmas carol sing-along began. Outside in the bush, the robin was watching. As the music started playing and everyone burst into song, he couldn't help but join in, chirping happily along with the tunes. Back inside the care home, everyone was happy and thoroughly enjoying singing the Christmas carols. As the final carol came to an end, the residents all clapped enthusiastically. "That was wonderful," said Margaret. "I think we all enjoyed it." "Yes, we did," shouted out some of the residents, whilst others smiled as they continued to clap. "And now it's time for a well-deserved cup of tea and mince pies," Margaret announced, and everyone agreed. While the carers set to work in the kitchen, Kelty and her friends handed out the special gifts they had made. The residents were delighted with the treats and commented to each other on how special the packages looked with the pretty bows and Christmassy labels. The carers came in with trays filled with cups of tea and mince pies, and the girls helped hand them around. The robin watched from his bush. Seeing the joy in the room warmed his heart. Christmas was a special time of year, and being kind to others was one magical gift which cost nothing. With a cheerful chirp, the robin flew away. Kelty looked around the room, which now felt so different to the first time she and her friends had come to visit Maddie's grandpa. Back then, it had lacked atmosphere and the residents had looked sad. But now the room was filled with friendly chatter, joyful laughter and warm smiles. The Christmas tree in the corner of the room sparkled and caught Kelty's eye. She looked up at the fairy, who was smiling down at her. Kelty smiled back and was surprised when the fairy winked at her. For a moment, Kelty wondered if she had imagined it. But then the fairy's smile grew bigger, and Kelty heard her say, "Thank you and your friends for being so kind. With your generous gift of time, you have made the residents very happy. Merry Christmas." Kelty felt her heart grow with pride as she watched her friends talking effortlessly with the residents. Time cost nothing, but it was a precious gift to give someone who felt lonely. Visiting the residents was something she knew she and her friends would continue to do for a long time to come. Glancing up at the fairy again, Kelty smiled. "Merry Christmas," she whispered, before going over to Fred to talk to him about his time in the army. Thank you for listening to my story. I hope you enjoyed it. Before you go, I'd like to ask you a question. What could you do to help someone who is lonely? You can share your answer with me by either going to my website, grandmahasastory.com, or by visiting my Instagram page, grandmahasastory, and check me out on TikTok. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon to hear another story from Grandma. Bye for now.